I'm not losing that beer after work, the pizza that I love to make and eat, the cookies, the sitting on the couch and watching a movie while I'm munching a bag of chips. I'm not losing that. I'm gaining a super healthy body that makes me feel great, that looks good, right? That gives me almost limitless energy, that thinks clearly, and that propels me towards my goals. That's what I'm getting. I'm not losing anything. And by the way, I still get to eat the pizza.
Welcome to the Impactful Engineer Project. I'm Steve Maxey, and with my co-host and brother Jake, we are here to bring you guidance, fresh ideas, and the tools to help you become an impactful engineer.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Impactful Engineer Project. Today, we are going to have a special type of episode. We're going to be talking about the engineer's mindset. Every engineer runs into a point in their career where either they could be stuck, not progressing, or they just feel like they're limited in their potential. Like there's something that's holding them back. So we're going to talk about something that Jake ran into in his career that he felt was limiting his potential. And so I'm going to hand it over to Jake to give the backstory, and we'll just kind of have a conversation, take it from there. And I think this is going to give a lot of value for anyone listening to this, and to be able to self-assess and see if there's anything in their own lives that is limiting their own full potential. So Jake, let's go ahead and take it away.
All right. Thanks, Steve. I think this is a really good chance for me to talk about something that is personal, but not so personal that I wouldn't share it with all of you guys. It's just something that it was kind of not like a huge come to Jesus moment for me, but it was definitely one of those like, hey, I'm going to make this change because I know that it's holding me back. And it was something that I'd been thinking about for a long time on how do I work with this? How do I get this to either be a really good supportive part of my life, or how do I just like get around it? Right. So, and what was ultimately holding me back was the consumption of alcohol. So not at a level that was, you would say was like an alcoholic, right? But it was at a level where I was consuming it so regularly that it definitely had an effect on my body, my energy levels. I felt like all the progress I would make in a week, especially with health goals, fitness related, energy related goals that I would have, that I was kind of starting over every week because there was just a little too much alcohol consumption. So it became such a normal part of my life. And it was at, you know, going out on the weekends. It was even just at home for dinner. It was an after work kind of a treat, you know, and it was starting to affect my life that way. And it'd been a normal part of my life for a long time. But I think at that point, it just slowly crept up on me to where I was drinking too much, not just walking around drunk all the time, but having too much beer.
So do you think the next day after a night of a few drinks, you would just feel slightly off, or maybe your mental capacity was at 95% per se?
I'd say more than that. I would say I would not do some strenuous work and or mentally taxing work because of it. Be like, oh, I just don't feel it today. Clearly because of the alcohol. But for a while you just think, man, you know, I had a long week. I had a hard week and maybe I'll just relax today. I don't know about all those other people and how they have so much energy to keep moving through and moving to the next thing. I always did actually have quite a bit of energy, but I could just tell I gave up more often than not. Let's put it that way. I would give up on stuff. It's like, well, that's for tomorrow, you know, and that's fine. That's not the life that I wanted to lead though. I was trying to make a big impact. I'm trying to get shit done at work. I'm trying to do stuff with my family. I want to go camping. I want to take these vacations. I want to build this thing outside. I want to work out. I want to look great. I want to feel great. I have tons of these goals that required a good amount of energy and performing at a high level most of the time. And there was clearly more gas in, you know, room for more gas in the tank, but I was filling it up with stuff that doesn't give you any sort of fuel. It just detracted. So I finally just had to like come to that moment where I'm going to make that deal with myself, deploy my discipline and stick with it. And it's been so much better ever since. And I'll tell you what, like, so I had to end up just quitting alcohol altogether, completely cut it off in any form. I couldn't handle it recreationally. And I knew that, you know, I couldn't pick and choose when I wanted to for some special occasion because I have this, you know, I have a quite an addictive personality, especially like with food too. Like you and I have had many discussions and we, you know, we grew up together. So we know how our relationship with food evolved over time as well. And it wasn't good. I managed it for a long time, but the want and the desire to just eat anything and everything that I see whenever I wanted it was always there. I was just better at managing that than managing, I'll have a drink. So I had to just quit it. And I was, and that's a hard thing to do, but I was okay with that. And I couldn't do the like, hey, let's just reduce the consumption to a normal quote unquote level. Tried that many, many times and then just kept circling back. I'm like, all right, if I want to do it now and I want to make room for this energy now, I really need to just cut it right.
And how has the support been from say like friends, family, coworkers, stuff like that? Like, do you feel that you're pressured from, you know, social norms per se to have a drink here and there, or are you just able to deflect, or, you know, how's that been since you decided to cut it out?
So I'm coming up on a year since deciding to stop completely, and I haven't had to really deflect. It's been pretty easy actually, because you see the results right away. And in the first month or two, I was so dead set on not doing it ever again, like never drinking ever again, which is pretty drastic. I get it, but I had to do something that I just didn't care. But the, you know, everyone's support is great. I don't feel pressure from anybody. And I purposely don't put myself in positions to where I'm just around it all the time. You know, my life is a little different now, so that helps a lot. So if I was trying to do this and I was in, you know, the middle of my undergraduate degree, it'd probably be like really tough, especially the school I went to was a big time party school. That would have been a lot harder, but you know, where I'm at in my life, the timing was good and it was just me against me at that point. So, just made the decision to stop. So yeah, I would say it's been relatively easy and the support has been great and I get no judgment. I might tell everybody at work like, hey, I'm not drinking anymore. And I just had to do it. It's for performance-based reasons. And everybody's just like, oh, it's cool, man. Awesome. And so everybody's super supportive of that. So yeah, as far as support goes and having to fend it off, like it's been.
Yeah. And that's awesome because, you know, a lot of people are afraid that they're going to have that social pushback, right? They're going to not get support. They're going to have people be like, oh, it's just one drink, you know, oh, you know, it's no big deal, that kind of thing. And, you know, I've seen it, you know, secondhand that it's not a big deal. You know, like people are like, oh, cool, no worries. So it is really not a big issue. So, you know, if you are thinking of, you know, not drinking or not doing something else that is holding you back, you know, for the audience, just do it, you know, make that decision, and your loved ones and friends, coworkers, they're going to be supportive.
Yeah. And I would say if you're in a position where you don't have that support, because sometimes you're not, say you recently changed jobs, and let's say the culture is like on work trips or after work on Fridays or whatever, it's like everybody gets a beer, right? Some people are in a place where that's going to be normal. And I would just say to head it off early, make people aware early that you could even just say, hey, I'm doing this like diet challenge thing, so I'm getting off the beer for like 6 months. So I'd appreciate it if no one pushed me into it. I can hang out with you guys. That's cool. But I'm going to be drinking coffee, or I'll order my diet soda. And just so when you see me doing that, you know that I'm doing it for this fitness thing or something. You can be completely open with it and say, I have to quit because it's a performance-based issue, and you can have that conversation. But if you want to make it like super easy and nonchalant, you can just say that you're trying to, you know, you're doing this so you can lose that next 10 pounds or something, you know, hey, I'd appreciate it if you guys help me out, you know, don't order me a beer or anything. Get me a diet soda or a coffee or something, you know. That'd be a good way to handle that. So I see where you're going with that. And I had actually never thought about that. If you're in a work situation where it's custom, you know, and it would be weird if you weren't ordering a drink or something, or maybe you, as weird as it is to say, maybe you would be, everyone else would feel judged around you because you're making the choice not to, and they are, and then you're making them feel weird. It's like, you know, there's that whole dynamic too. So I would definitely bring it up and either make that excuse like short term, or just tell them the truth.
Yeah. I've worked for a German company before, and it's everyone has a beer at lunch. You know, it's just normal. But even in scenarios like that, when I didn't want to drink, it was not a big deal. So I think more often than not, most people are going to have that support, but there are always those exceptions. And, you know, there's a lot of good strategies just to deflect and just, you know, be straightforward to those around you and, you know, just keep pushing forward. So when you stopped, did you feel like just this cork was popped of potential? Like you were able to just really hit everything 100%?
Not right away. It took the norm. I don't know what the normal amount of time would be to like kind of quote unquote detox. I hate that word because it's like, I wasn't really detoxing. I was just trying to change a habit was most of it, you know? And when you do something for so many years of your life on a regular basis and you just like stop, that's kind of hard to do. But I was seriously going to commit, and I am forever. Like I don't see myself ever drinking again because it doesn't serve me at all, especially with my mindset. So people that can have one drink and then like 5 months later have one more, they're not going to really understand where I'm at. Like I just know that one leads to one more, leads to one more. It's just like me opening up a big family bag of tortilla chips and you got two tubs of salsa there, they're going to be gone. Yeah. As soon as I eat one chip, I mean, I love chips and salsa. So I'm going to destroy that entire bag, right? Yeah. So one leads to one more, leads to one more. So I have to just like not do it. But the energy, the concentration, the ability to actually allow what I'm doing in other realms of my life, health-wise, eating the good food, exercising, all that stuff was lifted and supported big time, and the effects of doing those things that I wanted to do that would have an effect on my body composition and how I looked and what my body fat percentage was and all that. I've been in health and fitness for a long time. And so that started getting better right away. The alcohol literally was just impeding every other goal that I had that I wanted to move the needle on, and getting it out of the way was awesome. And so within a couple of weeks, I could just feel it immediately. Stomach felt better, digesting food better, losing that puff, getting the body fat under control. Like it all just came together so quickly. And I'll tell you, when I decided, I didn't really know that I was going to decide this, but I was looking in the mirror. I had just taken a shower. I'm in my towel. I'm looking in the mirror, kind of wiping it off to get the fog off of it. Going to brush my teeth and do all the stuff before I go to bed. And I was just looking, going, you know, you've been working very hard for a long time to kind of get your body back to the way that you want it to like feel good. And when I stare back at myself to go, you're on it. You're doing all the shit that you're supposed to be doing. You're nailing, you know, the fitness goals. You're hitting the work priorities. You're killing it with family. You're having a great time, you know? And I wasn't hitting that. I'm like looking at myself in the mirror and I'm going, what are you doing? I had this like almost stopped and was like, wow, okay. And I was just staring at myself like in the mirror, like in my pupils, like I was looking through the mirror, like deep within my eyes. And I was just like, I had this sort of conversation with myself for about 3 minutes. It seemed like it was a lot longer than that, but it was probably about 3 minutes. And I'm just saying, what is the one thing that you need to just, that could turn all this around? Like, what is happening to you? You, throughout your 20s, you killed it. Like I'm looking back at pictures of me in my 20s, what I did, the races I did, how much I was lifting and how I was feeling and the good time I was having. And I'm just like, so, and then I'm looking at pictures of me now and I'm like, it's not like there's something off here. Like I want to be like, you know, back where I was. I love being in that state. And then it hit me. It's like, man, you just need to like drop completely.
Yeah. It's just a deep self-assessment. Yeah. It's, and anyone could benefit from that. And it could be not alcohol. It could be food, right? It could be all kinds of different things, but just doing that deep self-assessment and realizing what is holding you back from that full potential of being what you want to be, whatever that may be, and just having a pragmatic viewpoint and be like, that's what I need to cut out. I'm going to try it and see if that's really what's impacting me this way.
Yeah. And I've had little moments like that I've had multiple little moments like that over my life. I wasn't going to put up with it anymore. Like, this was the last time. I'm like, Jake, we've had this conversation before. You know what you want. It's written on the freaking wall over there. I have a little pack of all my, or a little packet of all my SMART goals, and they're all detailed out. One of them is this health and fitness stuff. One of them is increased time with family and quality time with family, increase activity with them, doing things that they enjoy doing with you so that you're there for them. And I'm like, what's the common denominator here? And it's just this alcohol thing, you know? I'm always great and fun to be around, but it took my energy, it took my focus away from the moment and all that kind of stuff. And so I was just staring at myself. And then I went into my Jake mode, you know, where my like command voice, all or nothing voice comes into my head. And I've talked about this before on the show where I have that and I lean into it. And I get real, I don't get nasty with myself, but I get a real authoritative, like, you're going to fucking do this and you're going to stick to it or else I'm going to whoop your ass. Like, I'm looking right at myself. You know what I mean? So I'm digging real deep and I'm like, you're going to quit alcohol and you're going to see the returns you're going to get from it. You're going to stick to it or we're going to have a problem. You know, I was talking to myself like that. It worked out pretty good. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I just leaned really heavy into that. And I stuck that, you know, that motivation that you get. And you're just like, you know what? Yes, I'm doing it. Whatever it is that gets you all hyped up like that. I was like that for like 2 straight months. There was no freaking way anyone was going to change my mind about any of it, you know? And now it's kind of a habit. I lean on my goals and my vision for the future to keep myself completely away from ever touching a drink again. And I'm completely fine with hanging out with people that are drinking. I'm just sipping my coffee or water or whatever. I'm totally cool. It's completely changed. But it all started from just getting real serious with myself and making that decision and then just sticking to it.
So if anyone is thinking of making some sort of change, right, be it alcohol, be it whatever, and they are doing it at first, right, they're driven, they're committed, and then they run into a period of self-doubt that they can do it or challenges or peer pressure or whatever that may be. Was there a time between that initial time and now that you dipped a little bit in your focus to be completely rid of it? Was there another time in your past that you were trying to change and you had a relapse? And how did you cope with that? And, you know, what kind of advice would you give?
Yeah. So I haven't had anything since I decided last year. It's been very easy for me, but I'll tell you why I think it's really easy. And then I'll give an example of something that I still struggle with that has improved based on some techniques and stuff. So with the alcohol thing, it's been very easy because I spent a lot of time identifying exactly where I want to go, what my core values are, what I hold most dear in this life. And how I'm going to get there. And I reevaluate monthly, weekly, daily, and having that clearly laid out in front of me and being reminded of it about where I want to go and my vision keeps me right in line. It keeps me away from it completely. I haven't had a single, I might've had one like, oh, I'm going to go grab a beer. And it's like, oh wait, no, you can't do that. Maybe one time. And it was like a trick. Cause I'll open the thing to get something else and I'll see the beer and then start reaching for it. I'm like, oh, that's an old habit. That's funny. And I reach for a water bottle, whatever. So it's very easy so far. I'm sure I'm going to be challenged in the future, but I believe that if I have these things in place and I keep reminding myself of them, that it's going to be really easy not to relapse. But you find this constant battle with yourself in the health and fitness arena. A lot of people struggle with that when they want to change. And they continue to fight it and it takes years and years and years. And I would just say that until I identified that my health and fitness goals were actually related to me being alive for as long as I can, having the energy to spend with my kids, having, almost limitless energy throughout the day, and being able to take care of my body to a point where that can be maintained. It's no longer a struggle or something that I have to spend 80% of my energy on. It's now like 10% of my energy and maintenance time. And it just propels me forward in every other area of my life. So once I've made that connection and figured that out and really tied my health and fitness journey and goals and maintenance to that, that's when it just all of a sudden got easier. Now, I'm always pushing the goalpost a little bit. I give myself time to celebrate when I do achieve goals. I'm in perfectly fine shape right now. I feel good, but you know, I always want to keep improving. So now the vision changes a little bit, and you set new goals, and then you try to morph your vision into where you want to go with the new goals, so that you can get there. Because those feelings do come back once you reach you climbed that mountain. And I like to immediately look for another mountain that's higher to climb, because if I don't, I'm like, oh, I'm at the top. And then I slow down. Yeah. And then I get complacent. And then, you know, with my genetics, I'm, you know, two cheeseburgers later and I'm 15, 20 pounds heavier again. And I go, what happened? So, you know, I've got to constantly be setting a new goal for
it. Yeah. I guess a good way to look at that is not what you're losing by making a change. It's what you're going to gain, yes. Right? That you need to keep in your head. You know, what you're going to retain, what you're going to gain, not what you're going to.
I'm not losing that beer after work, the pizza that I love to make and eat, the cookies, the sitting on the couch and watching a movie while I'm munching a bag of chips. I'm not losing that. I'm gaining a super healthy body that makes me feel great, that looks good, right? That gives me almost limitless energy, that thinks clearly, and that propels me towards my goals. That's what I'm getting. I'm not losing anything. And by the way, I still get to eat the pizza. I just don't down an entire pizza to myself after work, right? So, and you know, keep the bag of chips kind of sparingly, you know. But other than that, I'm not losing a whole lot. What I'm gaining completely outweighs what I quote unquote lost.
That's awesome. Is there anything you wanted to add to that? Before we close this one out?
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole reason I wanted to share that story was for a reason, I hope. It's that, well, one, every once in a while, audit your life and see what's holding you back from your goals, but you have to have those goals established in the first place. They don't have to be monumentous goals. You got to have some, right? And if you're listening to this and you've gotten this far, you're probably interested in setting some goals, reaching the goals. You're interested in figuring out how impactful, you know, certain decisions can be in one person's life, and how you can apply that to your life. So I would say, make sure you're auditing yourself, reflecting back on your actions and your habits and what you're doing that could be, you know, completely sabotaging your results.
And do that often.
And do it often. Yeah. And then, you know, take a stand. Look, have that conversation with yourself in the mirror, and take a stand before. I mean, as early as possible before anything gets too bad, you know. As I get older, it's harder to maintain a healthy body weight for me anyway. And if I just let it go and go and go and just convince myself that, you know, it's not the alcohol that's really sabotaging me. It's just, you know, my other choices. I could have been 40, then 50, then that overconsumption spread out over a long period of time could have major health consequences, and I still wouldn't be where I wanted to be. And then I look back with kind of regret, or like, I could have done this better. And the sooner you can, you know, head those types of things off, I think that the more happiness you're going to bring for yourself and the other people around you.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to go to their deathbed and say, oh, I regret not drinking more. You know,
I won't.
You know, so really what are you going to lose by making that decision? Right. So it's, you're going to gain so much more in your overall self.
Yep. So that's what I want to leave people with is just, you know, I was hoping I could connect with people. I was hoping that maybe I could inspire someone to take a look, like a really hard look. And you know, either there's that thing that's been nagging you for a while and you're going to confront that today, after you get out of the shower or wherever, you know, you're going to have that moment with yourself and confront it today, and then make a decision to either cut it out of your life or, you know, do whatever you got to do to make sure that whatever you're confronting is handled and that you're going to move forward in a positive way.
that'd be great. That'd be awesome. So I hope some people do that today.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you sharing that story. And I know there's going to be at least one person that's going to find an incredible amount of value out of that. So thank you, Jake.
Happy to do it.